In chapter 19, in Perek Yotes, in Shmuel Aleph, the Navi tells of, again, the escalating tensions between Shaul and David. And here, Shaul literally dispatches his men to wait outside of David's home, so that when David comes out in the morning, they're going to take him, and they're going to execute him. David's wife learns of the plan and helps him ultimately, again, to go ahead and escape. Shaul then finds out that David escaped, and he sends men to run after Shaul. So the Pasuk says something very interesting. So David runs to Shmuel to seek refuge. And the Pasuk then says that when Shaul's men came to, Shaul's men found David hiding by Shaul, so they were seized, right? They were seized by like a spirit of prophecy. They were overtaken, ultimately, again, by the holiness of the place, and they began to prophesize until ultimately, again, Shaul himself comes to seek out David. And the Pasuk says, Vayifshatu begadav vayesnabehu lifnei Shmuel. So Shaul is ready to kill David. Ultimately, again, finds David by or comes upon the place where Shmuel is, and Shaul again begins. He himself begins to prophesize, and the pasuk says that what happened. V'chal alayla akin yomru hagam Shaul b'nevi'im. People were saying, "Oh, you see, even Shaul is a prophet," and it's incredible because when you look at Shaul, this is such a tragic story because Shaul literally is unraveling right before our eyes. Again, so seized by insecurity and seized by animosity, and he's projecting, because at the end of the day, David hasn't done anything to Shaul. It's Shaul who has undermined Shaul. But of course, as we often do in life, it is always much easier to project our failures onto others than ultimately, again, deal with them, own them, and take responsibility for ourselves. But even a Shaul who is ready and willing to kill David, really an innocent individual, the man who actually was anointed by Shmuel to be the founder of the dynastic monarchy, even Shaul could become a prophet, which tells us and teaches us and reminds us that no matter how badly or how far you fall, no one is beyond redemption. Everyone can find their way back. Hagam Shaul b'nevi'im. Even though Shaul has gone down such a dark road, even though Shaul himself is continuing to unravel, even a Shaul, should he choose to reverse course, even a Shaul, should he choose to turn things around, could once again reestablish himself in his personalistic holiness. Hagam Shaul b'nevi'im. Even Shaul, even one who makes terrible mistakes in life, could once again find himself not only in the company of prophets, but could once again himself reestablish himself in a state of prophetic holiness as well. No matter how badly we fall, no matter how badly we fail, no one is beyond salvation and redemption.